like those who are able to stand to honor the reading of our gospel lesson this morning. A reading from the gospel according to John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Hear the word of God. Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. And Jim Bass is going to come and share a little bit before we hear from a couple of our graduates.
In just a moment, Connor Brown and Ellie Johnson are going to come up and talk to y'all. But just to prepare you a little bit for that, one of my pet issues is when we start talking about the kids these days and their whatever it is. I want you to hear what these two young people are doing. And you've maybe heard the phrase that young people are the future of the church. Well, I think that's a whole bunch of junk. And so I want you to listen to what they have to say, to hear how some young people are not being the future of the church, but are in fact being the church today. And I'll have Connor come up, and when Connor's done, we'll have Ellie come up.
Good morning. As graduation draws near, and I begin to take the first step in the next chapter of my life, I find myself looking back on this one and some of the key moments and everywhere in between. And as I've done that, I've started to realize just how many of them revolve around something to do with this church. And I remember starting out at first in Jerry and Ralph Bradley's Sunday school class. And from there, as I got older, progressing into the older Sunday school classes and then eventually into the youth group. And just how those events have allowed me to have some of the best experiences of my life, really. I mean, whether it be working up at Wesley Woods or going to Assembly or going to Resurrection, as I look back, I realize just how much of a role this church has played in allowing me to even know what those are, let alone experience them. And it's been really neat. I've really been blessed to have been surrounded by so many people, including people like Bob, who I frequently go on hikes with, and how he has served as a mentor to me in all aspects of life, not just faith alone. And I wanted to thank you all for that.
Good morning. So unlike Connor, I typed out some things, so my brain doesn't go crazy. So, throughout the years, Rabbi's helped me realize that I truly love being around people. Whether it be the many youth retreats or vacation Bible schools that I've been able to help with, it's no secret that I love to talk and engage with some good Methodist fellowship. At the end of December, I began looking for my first job. I drove on Maryville and went to different places to see if they were hiring. I drove through downtown Maryville, past the municipal building, the high school, and I was about to pass Brewster's Ice Cream. I looked to my right, and there was a place called Parkview. And I was like, what is that? And I didn't know anything about the place, and I thought I should work somewhere that I knew, that I was comfortable with. That seemed logical. But sometimes God pushes you outside your comfort zone, and that's what he did. He told me to walk up to this new place filled with new people. Within 2 minutes, the boss told me I could start in a week. Now about 4 days a week, I get to spend my evening serving dinner to the wonderful people of Parkview. Having fellowship and learning their stories is one of the greatest blessings I've had. One of the things I've learned throughout my faith development is being intentional in everything I do. Being intentional in pursuing the Lord and being intentional in serving those around me. John chapter 15, verse 16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." This is Jesus' assertion that he has chosen his disciples to do the work of God, to bear his fruit. This shows that God was so intentional about his servanthood and about sharing God's glory. To lay down your life for his kingdom work, to live intentionally because he gave his life for you. That's the kind of life I want. A life filled with purpose and being intentional, making sure that I am prepared for my future, being intentional in building and treasuring relationships in my community and with my peers. I came to the realization that as much as I love people, I only have a few close friends. I have a lot of friends now, but I know that once college comes, I'm not going to want to hang out with my high school acquaintances. That's just not how it works. Throughout this year, I've had to bear fruit that will last. Spend my time focused on the Lord and on the people that will support me with my relationship with Christ. Getting up in the morning and diving straight into the Word, not letting my cell phone or other distractions take my first moments. Jesus was intentional about learning, servanthood, obedience, forgiveness, and I have the joy of being his daughter and his disciple as I come to him in his throne of grace. He's worthy of my first and best and last moments. And as my faith has grown, I've come to put the Word before the world. Being intentional and growing and sharing my faith, having purpose in my downtime at work, building relationships, and helping others instead of sitting there eating ice cream, staring at my phone screen. Cherishing relationships that I know will last through college, and letting those go who I know will stick around for me. Getting a job and saving money for college and focusing on my future and what I've got. So how have I made changes in my everyday life in order to show to God that I'm all in? I do things like put sticky notes around my room, write verses on my mirror, with purpose of reminding me of God's reckless and abundant love. I also surround myself with a lot of Christian social media accounts, books, devotions, podcasts, music, you name it, they're Christ-centered. As much as I love those, sometimes the enemy sneaks in and tries to tell me, "Ellie, these are worded so perfectly, and they speak to the audience so well. Your words can never do that. You can't impact the lives of others just like theirs can." But then I ran across something that one of the blogs said. It said, "Just show up in someone's world in a pouring rainstorm and give what you can. Your prayer, your time, your kindness. Whatever it is, give it. Just show up. When you do, there's more purpose and intention in that than any big, impressive thing you could ever do." And this constantly reminds me that I've been appointed by God to bear the lasting fruit. I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it again. The most important attribute that I've learned from this church and those around me is the importance of having purpose in my faith and having Christ-centered intentions. Intentions of reminding me of God's reckless and abundant love and the purpose of boldly proclaiming the good news of Christ.
Thank you. Let's give them another hand and thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. Let's bow for a time of prayer. Gracious God, as these young folks are making a transition in their lives, we pray that you'll help each one of us to reflect on our own life journeys. Every day really is an opportunity for a transition. Every day can be a new beginning for us. Every day can be a time when we can reflect on how we are called to bear your fruit. Each one of us have special gifts. Each one of us has a special calling that you have placed upon us. That calling has come to us through people in our lives that have taught us things or been supporters for us. That calling has come from things that we get passionate about, that we care about. That calling comes through that kind of nudge that we might feel when we encounter a situation or a person and know maybe there's something we can do or that you have called us to do. As we think about graduation for these folks, we just pray that you'll help each and every one of us to be intentional about our own faith and about our own walk with you every single day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing together number 383. This is a day of new beginnings.